how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Thursday, August 19th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. How is the IT provider market viewing its future? And the disparity between workers and executives appears to grow. This is the Business of Tech. Yesterday was return to work, so today must be a slew of market outlook data. 9 in 10 executives believe the channel maintains its relevance in the IT universe, according to CompTIA's International State of the Channel 2021 report. But they are split when asked about the health of the channel. 46% say it's holding steady in its current form, and 44% say it's rapidly changing. Respondents predict positive revenue potential over the next 2 years from a variety of services offerings, with cybersecurity topping the list, cited by 69% of respondents. Other services expected to generate solid customer business include cloud services, 68%, data analytics, 68%, digital marketing services, 66%, and emerging technologies, 66%. When looking by region, channel partners have uniquely different views on the services that offer the greatest growth potential: emerging tech in Australia, New Zealand, cybersecurity in the Benelux, data in Canada, digital marketing services in the UK, and cloud services in the US. The channel company, too, released survey data. 80% of channel partners expect sales growth in 2021. Cloud, remote management, and collaboration and security were the top technologies in that survey, and the survey also noted the continued labor shortage. Over half of providers added services in response to the pandemic. The survey's headline reported 28% citing a stronger business, and this commentator will note the 37% who reported a weaker or much weaker business over the same reporting time period, comparing now to a year ago. Snow Software did a survey of IT leaders. 92% of IT leaders report their organizations were moving or had already moved to a hybrid work model. Top priorities now include enabling competitive differentiation, 57%, reducing or optimizing IT costs, 55%, managing digital transformation initiatives, 54%, and accelerating cloud adoption and migration, 48%. Why do we care? Look, I think CompTIA's cautious optimism is more realistic than the channel company's botched headline. When 37% of companies are in a worse place than they were the year before, citing stronger than ever is missing the data interpretation mark. It's interesting to me that CompTIA and Snow Software both focus on opportunities in business management, things like differentiation, IT costs, analytics, or digital transformation, and channel company focuses on cloud, remote management, and security. This is why an analyst matters. Who is interpreting the data matters too, not just what the survey says. Looking at patterns of data across multiple sources, actual opportunity seems to be thematically in things that drive business outcomes. I've highlighted job vacancy data in the US repeatedly, showing the struggles to hire workers. The UK is facing a similar problem, as shown in new data released this week, with more job openings than ever before last month. The number of people who are employed or out of the workforce is also higher than before the pandemic. In that context, Gartner published a report about the gaps in future employee experience. 66% of employees felt they had a required technology to effectively work remotely, compared to the vast majority of executives reporting 80% had the technology to effectively work remotely. 76% of executives felt as though the company had invested in providing them with resources that allow them to work the way they would on-site in a virtual environment, yet only 59% of employees agreed with this. 50% agreed that company leadership has expressed a preference for work conditions to return to their pre-pandemic model, compared to 71% of respondent executives. For context, Microsoft's 2021 Work Trend Index found that 41% of employees across the globe are considering leaving their current employer this year, and 46% say they're likely to move because they can now work remotely. And let's layer in mental health. 44% of workers say they feel fatigued on the job, up from 34% in 2020, per a study conducted by the human resources consulting firm Robert Half. 52% of U.S. employers say they are experiencing significant workplace issues with substance misuse or addiction by employees, according to a new survey from The Hartford. That's up from 36% in March 2020. 31% of U.S. employers say workforce mental health is having a severe or significant financial impact on the company, up from just 20% in March 2020. Now, why do we care? There's some notable divide in execs versus workers on all things work from home. My working premise continues to be the disconnect between workers and company leadership, and that continues to show out in the data. I believe one can't talk about the hiring problems without understanding the cultural shifts going on among people, i.e. workers. It's clear leadership doesn't understand what's going on there, that there are health strains, both pandemic and mental, that are changing workers' attitude to work, and that the labor shortage, workers have a lot more power. The data just says that. Leaders who blindly ignore that will run into problems. Savvy operators and managers will manage this new landscape, and even assist customers in their navigation, because technology is a component of the solution. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP radio. Thanks for listening. Close to deadline, so I'll just get this out. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.